Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond, James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead, make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
I hope you had a great weekend last week, being Mother's Day and all, and I hope you spent time with her. If you couldn't spend time with your mother, because of one reason or another, I hope you were thinking of her at least. For the past 2 weekends on Movie Magic, I was recommending feel-good movies, and it's never too late to revisit those movies and watch them with her if you can. If you missed those episodes, well, you can always log on to our podcast page on the Money FM's official website, which is moneyfm893.sg. Alternatively, you could always download our free app onto your Android or Apple devices and take us wherever you go. And that way, you can stay ahead with the latest news, financial news, as well as magazine shows and interviews. Today on Movie Magic, I'm going to talk about documentaries. Well, let's dedicate this show to local Singapore documentaries. And let's start with this documentary titled Unteachable. It's presented by Singapore's indie cinema theatre, The Projector. Now, you probably know that The Projector is located along Beach Road. But since the lockdown, cinemas and theatres are closed. And the only way we can support them is by watching movies on their platform. Unteachable is a video-on-demand documentary and is directed by Yong Shu Ling. Now, I'm going to read the synopsis of this movie, which is posted on The Projector's website, and it goes like this. Unteachable follows Singaporean teacher Macy as she tries to explore new teaching methods in grades-obsessed Singapore. She embarks on a learning journey with her normal technical students who have failed to excel. Unteachable explores what happens when we focus on the joy of learning and the potential of students instead of their limitations. Unquote. Now, here's another disclaimer. Unfortunately, I didn't watch the documentary, and that's for a good reason. And it's because Unteachable is accessible for viewers in Singapore only. Unteachable premiered to a sold-out audience at the 30th Singapore International Film Festival in 2019 and won the festival's Audience Choice Award. So it should be a great documentary since the people voted for it. Maybe one day I'll get to watch it. For now, you could log on to The Projector's webpage and you can view this documentary in the comfort of your own home for a very small and affordable price. Don't expect everything to be free because the arts need your help too. Let's keep the culture alive through the arts, yeah? And this documentary is available for a limited time only, so you can only watch it this weekend. But for me, not being able to watch Unteachable because of where I am is not going to stop me from watching other documentaries that are produced in Singapore or produced by Singaporeans.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
A documentary I watched recently online is titled Wild City. I really enjoyed this one for many reasons. I got to see parts of Singapore that I've never seen before. And I learned that there are a lot of wildlife in the city. Otters, snakes, civet cats, monkeys and wild chickens that live on trees. Who would have guessed? The underwater sequence was really well shot too, and it starts off with a clownfish, and that kind of draws you in, as we all love Nemo. What a way to hook you in, yeah? All pun intended. I was blown away by this documentary because not only did it look good, but the narration was done by Sir David Attenborough himself. He is the king of documentary voiceovers. And when his brother Richard was alive, the two of them ruled the voiceover documentary world. As a filmmaker, I know filming wildlife can take months or even years. Now, you have to be careful as wild animals are unpredictable and they can attack you if they think you're a threat. You have to stay vigilant to capture something that is not scripted. And this is so well done.
Money FM 89.3.
Today's Movie Magic is all about documentaries on Singapore. Now, National Geographic speaks about the city of the future being the city of the present. And that city is Singapore. For example, when I was at a food court, I witnessed robots where we can put our trays away and it takes it away for us. Wonderful. Then there are drones that are developed to deliver parcels. There are massive greenhouses to keep the future of Singapore sustainable. And it also shows how a country with a small landmass is able to have efficient water catchment areas. All this can be viewed by this documentary titled City of the Future, Singapore. It'll make Singaporeans proud. Now let's turn our attention to a Singapore-born independent filmmaker. Her name is Sandy Tan. Her documentary was picked up by Netflix. Now let me play you the trailer.
When I was 18, the thing I wanted more than anything was to make a movie. I had the idea that you found freedom by building worlds inside your head. That you had to go backwards in order to go forwards. But I never imagined it would end this way.
Whenever you're ready.
Now.
In the summer of 1992, my friends and I shot a road movie on the streets of Singapore called Shirkers. I was the screenwriter and played the heroine, a 16-year-old killer named S.
Did you feel it was childish?
Yeah, but that was the beauty of it, right?
Our passion and our earnestness came through.
Sophie was the producer. Jasmine was the editor. George was the director.
Were you rolling?
Yeah.
I chose George as my new best friend. A man of unplaceable age and origin. After shooting wrapped, he took everything. George was gone, and so was Shirkers.
George had this perverse need to create mythology.
Give us the material so we can finish the film.
How could it have disappeared?
What stakes did he have in this mind game?
I like knowing that we're connected, that we're partners in crime.
Shirkers became a secret history that would haunt us and bond us forever.
Shirkers is a 2018 documentary film by Singapore-born filmmaker Sandy Tan. It premiered at the 2018 Sundance Film Festival and won the World Cinema Documentary Directing Award, making her the second Singapore-born filmmaker to win an award at the festival. The first Singapore-born to win a Sundance Film Fest award was Kristen Tan, who gave us Pop Eye in 2017. No, not Popeye, but Pop Eyes in P-O-P-A-Y-E, two words. And Sandy Tan's documentary was nominated for the Gautam Independent Film Award for Best Documentary and won at the Los Angeles Documentary Film Association. Good for her. We should be proud of Singapore-born filmmakers. Now, documentaries need not only be visual. It can be in an audio format too. Now, I'm going to tell you where to go to listen to this fantastic audio documentary about the leadership in Singapore. That's coming up soon. But in the meantime, I'll play you something local. This is a Singapore local band, and they call themselves MMLD. Now, don't ask me what it stands for. Probably the initials of the band members, but I may be wrong. I actually know the drummer, Melvin, personally, as he went to St. Patrick's Secondary School with my son. This one's called Candlelight.
With Colin Gomez, Money FM, 89.3.
Discovery Channel starts off by saying that today, Singapore is an Asian tiger. This is in their three-part documentary that you'd be able to find on YouTube titled The History of Singapore. Now, each part is about 47 minutes long, so if you're at home and you have a history lesson to be learned about Singapore, view this documentary as a supplement. I bet you, even for those of us who've lived our lives in Singapore, we'll learn more about our past and how Singapore became so successful. This documentary is very educational for Singaporeans and the whole world. Now, earlier I said that I will tell you about the audio documentary about Singapore's leadership. Well, that's coming up next, I promise. And to set us in a very, very Singapore local mood, here's Dick Lee.
Cherie, je t'aime, chérie, je t'adore. My darling, I love you a lot more than you know. Cherie, je t'aime, chérie, je t'adore. My darling, I love you a lot more than you know.
Oh, Mustafa, oh, Mustafa. Yen kavelen, my Mr. Mustafa. Sayang, sayang, na
element fall right under the spell.
Oh, my sweetheart, what a beauty. You are such a pretty cutie. I can tell you tutti frutti all the things you're doing to me.
Chéri, je t'aime, chéri, je t'adore. My darling, I love you a lot more than you know. Chéri, je t'aime, chéri, je t'adore. My darling, I love you a lot more than you know.
Oh, Mustafa, oh, Mustafa. You gotta learn my Mr. Mustafa. Sayang, sayang, not you sure what I mean. Will you fall in love with me? Honey, honey, sugar's not as sweet. Oh, my papa, dumb, you're good enough to eat.
Mama, mama, you are such a tease. Oh, my arms keep banging, I give you a squeeze.
Chéri, je t'adore. My darling, I love you a lot more than you know. Chéri, je t'aime. Chéri, je t'adore. My darling, I love you a lot more than you know.
Hey. Oh, to Maya, Maya, I'm asking please. Won't you come and give your Mustafa a kiss?
Onde, onde, can I quench your thirst? But to take a sip, you have to catch me first.
That song always puts a smile on my face. I'm Colin Gomez, and this is Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3, and we are talking about local Singapore-made documentaries. Documentaries made by Singapore-borns, and documentaries about Singapore made by others from around the world. Now, there's one audio documentary, which you can find on BBC Sounds, and it's about the man that made Singapore what it is today. He had a vision that nobody else had. He had the drive that nobody else had. And he had shaped the next generation to carry on his legacy. I think you know who I'm talking about. Our very own first Prime Minister, Lee Kuan Yew. This BBC audio documentary is titled Lee Kuan Yew, The Man Who Made Singapore. Now, here's a story I'd like to share with you. When I was a little boy, my parents took me to Zoorama. Now, this was before Mandai Zoo was developed. On our way back home, when we were crossing the roads at the traffic lights, there were some police on their motorbikes zooming away with their sirens on, followed by a Mercedes-Benz, I think. I can't remember the make of the car as it was so long ago and I was little back then. But I do remember this as if it happened yesterday. My parents told me to wave at the car. The person in the car waved back and smiled at me. "Who is this man?" I asked my parents. "He's our leader," my parents replied. And yes, he was. And back then, I felt honored that he waved at me. But history would have changed if it wasn't for a rickshaw puller by the name of Teo Kyong Koo. He saved our leader's life. How? Well, there's a 6-minute short documentary titled The Man Who Saved LKY. After watching this documentary, you would know where the sense of caring for all Singaporeans and foreign workers come from, and you will know that this is instilled in the Lee family. This documentary really touched my heart. And although I praised all the professional documentaries made by, you know, National Geographic, Discovery Channel, BBC and so on about Singapore just a while ago, I found this short documentary was the most heartwarming. And you can find it on YouTube. Once again, if you missed the title, It's titled The Man Who Saved LKY. Now, in this time of pandemic, here's what we should all be thankful for. Leadership that's concerned for the welfare of all, and I mean every human being in Singapore. In Singapore, nobody's called an alien, and every single person is cared for during these difficult times. So be thankful because we are all blessed, and take care of each other. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3.